Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says Hamas must free Israeli soldier now. And the World Health Organization says Ebola moving faster than control efforts. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says Hamas must immediately and unconditionally free an Israeli soldier apparently captured by Hamas militants during a Friday clash. The president said at a White House news conference Friday that the militants must release the soldier if Hamas is serious about trying to resolve the situation in Gaza.
If they are serious about trying to resolve this situation, that soldier needs to be unconditionally released as soon as possible. I have been very clear throughout this crisis that Israel has a right to defend itself. No country can tolerate missiles raining down on its cities and people having to rush to bomb shelters every 20 minutes or half hour.
A Hamas spokesman would not confirm or deny the militants are holding the soldier. President Obama is defending his handling of conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine as fighting in both places shows no signs of letting up, despite intense U.S. diplomatic efforts this week. White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
At a White House briefing Friday, President Obama hoped to focus on positive job growth numbers. Instead, he dealt with questions on the failure of U.S. diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza and stop Russia's intervention in Ukraine. European nations joined President Obama this week in imposing tougher new sanctions on key Russian sectors, something the U.S. administration had been threatening for months. Short of going to war, he said there are going to be constraints in terms of what the U.S. can do to stop Russian interference in Ukraine.
What we've done is impose sufficient costs on Russia that, objectively speaking, President Putin should want to resolve this diplomatically.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
The head of the World Health Organization is warning the presidents of West Africa's Ebola-stricken nations that the outbreak is moving faster than efforts to control it. WHO Chief Margaret Chan says if the epidemic continues to worsen, the consequences could be catastrophic in terms of lost lives and socioeconomic disruption. Dr. Chan met with the presidents of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone Friday in Guinea's capital, Conakry. The leaders gathered to finalize a $100 million emergency response that will include deploying hundreds more health workers to their countries. Dr. Chan said the leaders also agreed to send security forces to isolated rural areas where most of the Ebola cases have been detected.
They agreed to focus special attention to the cross-border areas, you know, where the three countries, you know, meet. The common borders is an area which account for 70% of the Ebola cases.
U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that the United States is closely following the situation in West Africa ahead of a summit next week in Washington for nearly 50 African leaders. He said African officials from at-risk countries will be screened for the disease before entering the United States. Tunisia's state news agency says the country has closed its main border crossing with Libya after hundreds of Egyptians and Libyans tried to break through the passage while fleeing violence around Benghazi and Tripoli. Security officials say Egyptians who did not have visas into Tunisia broke through a part of a fence when authorities would not let them pass. Police fired gunshots and tear gas into the air to stop the mob. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed an immigration bill aimed at addressing the crisis along the U.S.-Mexican border. The bill, approved by the Republican-led House, would make it easier to deport unaccompanied migrant children and increase funding for National Guard troops at the border. The House worked late Friday to ensure a vote before it adjourned for a five-week summer vacation. President Barack Obama called the House bill extreme. It criticized Republicans for a measure he said the Senate would not approve and he would later veto. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of our celebration of the 60th anniversary of the grandfather of all jazz festivals, the Newport Jazz Festival in Newport, Rhode Island, here on VOA's Jazz America. Yes, back in 1954, the great pianist and a gentleman who has put a lot of his love, time, and energy into building this incredible festival and so many other events that help promote jazz around the world and inside the USA, George Wein. It was back 60 years ago in 1954 when he and his associates decided that the little seaport town of Newport, Rhode Island would be the perfect place to stage the Gala Outdoor Jazz Festival. And he did just that and has continued to do just that over these decades. Now the rest of the world has taken note and jazz festivals happen in the four corners of the earth. Thank you, George Wein. Well, this year, as always, you'll hear the great variety, the total spectrum of what jazz has to offer. And to give you an idea of what the 60th festival will do to present that variety, I want to give you a tale of two pianists. You're going to hear from different generations as we begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with one of the younger generation, V.J. Iyer. But first, here's one of the earlier generations. It's Dick Hyman, who'll start activities in the early part of the day on Saturday, the 2nd of August, on the Harbor Stage, with Harold Alden and Jay Linhart joining him in a trio setting. Here he is with a larger aggregation from the album Stride Piano Summit. Here's Dick Hyman, along with Harry Sweets Edison and Jay McShann on dual pianos in the song Sunday, to begin this hour of our celebration of the 60th Newport Jazz Festival here on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. helping close out the final day of the 60th Newport Jazz Festival in Newport, Rhode Island this year on Sunday, August the 3rd. With his performance on the quad stage will be V.J. Iyer, the great pianist in a sextet setting. And he was joined on the song you just heard, titled Galang, the Trio Riot version, by his trio from the album Historicity. V.J. Iyer, just one of the great musicians performing at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival. On the same day, just to show you a little bit of the variety that'll happen on Sunday, August 3rd at Newport, on the Fort stage, the great vocalist Bobby McFerrin will perform his latest work, Spirit You All, as he brings in gospel and jazz in a little blending of the genres. Let's get some thoughts from Bobby McFerrin right now, then hear some of that music here on VOA's Jazz America. When you first started making music, when you first said to yourself, this is what I do, this is how I not only can make my living, or maybe it was even before that in your life.
Wasn't that long ago.
This is what I do. This is what I do. This is who I am. Yeah. At what point was that?
That would be about when I had been, I think, searching for about 9 or 10 years for what my instrument was, and I finally settled on the voice. And then after that, I started imagining what kind of singer I'd like to be, you know. So I went through, you know, this stand-up singer with a trio, you know, and sing jazz standards, whatever. And I thought of working with a big band or whatever. And then the idea of doing solo vocals came up, and I thought it was a fascinating idea. So that's pretty much what I explored.
It's chilly and cold. God's gone to trouble the water. It chills the body, but not the soul. God's gone to trouble the water. We'll be right back.
This is Kurt Rosenwinkel, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
When I think of what modern jazz, quote-unquote, sounds like, sometimes the song you just heard pops into my mind. It's Kurt Rosenwinkel using all kinds of devices, but making it very human and personal in the way he plays his guitar. From his album Heartcore, Blue Line, the name of the piece, sounding as he shall at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival. From a different musical world, a different part of the spectrum of jazz, another of the greats that'll be playing at this year's 60th edition of the Newport Jazz Festival, here's saxophone giant Lee Konitz with his quartet and special guest, young saxophonist Grace Kelly, performing on Sunday at the Harbor Stage at the Newport Jazz Festival. Maybe they'll play this one, Errol Garner's classic Misty, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The sweet sounds of Lee Konitz on the saxophone with Kenny Barron on the piano on that one, by the way. Just one of the great artists who will be performing at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival. More of the participating musicians coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Hi, my name is Seth Unku in Accra, Ghana. I was in my kitchen preparing our breakfast yesterday and listened to real good jazz numbers blurring from the VOA radio station. I picked up the email address when it was announced and decided to drop you a brief line. I'm 63 years old and a Ghanaian by birth. I lived a long time in the UK, but I'm back home now into distance education and have been a real jazz fan since my childhood days. Cheers, Seth Unku. Well, thank you very much, Seth. And if you've been a jazz fan for a number of years, then you know the name Charles Mingus. Well, he passed away some years ago. But the band that carries on his legacy in a big way, playing every single week in New York City, is the Mingus Big Band. And they'll be performing at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival on Sunday, the 3rd of August, at the Fort Stage, sounding a little like this. Here's the Mingus classic, Eat That Chicken, from the album The Essential Mingus Big Band, to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. The classic and the modern coming together, the variety of jazz, every bit of it exhibited at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in beautiful Newport, Rhode Island in New England in the United States of America. What a perfect place to be if you're a jazz fan. Well, that is the music of young Mr. Robert Glasper, who for the second year in a row will be performing at the Newport Jazz Festival. And that was a cut from his latest release, Black Radio 2, featuring Nora Jones on vocals, the song Let It Ride. And preceding that, the classic sound of the Mingus Big Band, recreating the music of Charles Mingus. Well, the old and the new come together in Gary Burton's latest band and his latest projects. His latest work features the young guitarist who's made quite a name for himself, not only in Gary Burton's band, but also as a solo artist. He is Julian Lage, and he's helped to modernize the sound of Gary Burton's music in a major way. Gary's always loved working with great guitarists in his bands over the years, and their latest release, Guided Tour, just brilliant. We'll hear a piece of that after we talk to Gary Burton here on VOA's Jazz America.
You know, there are folks inside the USA that have been following your music for years, know your story up and down, but the folks listening around the world on the Voice of America, many of them from email that I received, they're just learning about jazz for the first time. So folks listening around the world that don't know Gary Burton that well, he is credited with the creating what is known as the four mallet technique, first using it. Instead of just having two mallets in his hand, using four, two in each hand. Can you give folks a quick synopsis of how that came about, the original idea for doing that, and how difficult is it? You make it look easy.
Well, I wasn't the first person to play with four mallets. Red Norville played with four mallets on the xylophone back in the 1920s. Mm. But people hadn't made much out of it. People tended to play just sort of block chords. Mm. And they didn't really use the mallets with more independence and contrapuntal lines and so on. And I started using the four mallets while I was in high school, because I lived in a small farm town in Indiana and there was no one to play with for the most part, and I played alone all the time, and it was too empty. I needed harmony. I needed to make the music sound more complete. So I started playing first the slow pieces, ballads and so on, with four mallets, and as I got more comfortable with that, then I started playing it on faster songs as well. Mm-hmm. So it became my style, sort of a keyboard approach to the instrument. Mm-hmm. And frankly, if I hadn't kind of opened the door to this, someone else would have. Mm-hmm. Soon. When I started playing the vibraphone, the year was 1949. The instrument was only 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of possibilities that were sort of waiting to be discovered by the next generation of players that was coming along. So I came along at a great time. There was dampening techniques and four mallet playing and ways to play the instruments solo and unaccompanied and how to comp for other people and so on, that just were just ripe to be explored. Mm. And I've always considered that a real piece of good luck that I came along at the right time.
Well, it was a pretty good piece of good luck for folks that love wonderful music that you came along, whatever time it might have been, my friend. And Gary, thank you so much. Dinner's here.
Okay.
Have a great second set. Thank you for the time, as always.
Pleasure.
album Guided Tour, his latest with his wonderful band. That's Gary Burton, Julian Lodge on guitar, and the song Jackalope. This is Russ Davis, and I certainly hope you've enjoyed just a small taste of all of the wonderful music that will be heard during the three-day celebration that is the 60th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival, the grandfather of them all. Once again, thanks to George Wien for all of his hard work over the years in keeping this wonderful festival going. I wish I could play music from every one of the artists that will be performing. I just don't have the time in 2 hours of Jazz America, but I got one more piece I want to play for you from a very inventive alto saxophonist. His name, Rudresh Mahanthappa, and he'll be giving us the world premiere of his Charlie Parker project. Here is Rudresh, a combination of his talent with another of the legendary artists that have played this instrument over the years, Bunky Green. From the album Apex, the song is Summit. Rudresh Mahanthappa, sounding as he shall at the Newport Jazz Festival right now on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. music that's totally out there, like the music of Rudresh Mahanthappa and Bunky Green from the album Apex that you just heard, to the sweetly swinging, the very melodic, the fine and funky, the great singers, the great players. It's all going to be there at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival. If you don't have a chance to be there, I certainly hope you've enjoyed the last couple of hours of VOA's Jazz America and your chance to get a taste of what the festival will be like in its 60th year. This is Russ Davis, and speaking of 60, guess what great guitarist turns 60 years old this month? He is Pat Metheny, and we'll celebrate his 60th birthday on the next Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.